last year for the Christmas special part one, we issued a disclaimer ahead of time, though.
Yes.
Go ahead and issue that disclaimer now.
The disclaimer is that if you came here looking for great photography advice, you might not find it on this episode.
See, you're not a half-wit.
No. Tell that to my wife.
Hello and welcome to episode 103, Adam.
Yes, which is also known as
the Christmas special part two.
Yes,
which is also known as
this year, though, right?
Right, but we did a Christmas special last year.
Right.
So Christmas special year two.
Yes.
Oh man, we really should have workshopped this title before we hit record.
You're gonna tell people where you're from, right? Because you usually do that.
Yeah. But I'll get to that part. Okay, let's do that now. Hello and welcome. Oh, I did all that. 103. Okay. How do I say it?
I'm Alan.
I'm Alan.
Yeah.
From in Tübingen, Germany.
Right.
Is this like episode? Wait a second. Episode one, evidently. This is what this sounds like.
With me as always. Usually say that after.
With me as always is
Adam from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Seamless. Like, I don't think anyone's going to notice that we messed that up.
No, I think they'll scoot right on by.
I'm just going to do a quick little edit on that and basically just insert some Christmas music.
Great.
Instead of that opening. So yeah, we're spending Christmas apart. A little bit sad.
Yeah, really sad.
For the first time in a couple years even. Yeah. I haven't been there when you decorate your Christmas tree.
That's correct, because we have some lovely pictures that you've taken at our house as we've decorated.
Right, and usually that happens in August, so you guys do it early.
Oh, December 1st, come on. We wait for December.
Our Christmas tree is up as of yesterday. We'll be decorated probably tomorrow.
See, you're not getting as much out of it as you could.
Right. I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, you're missing out on, like, people who just put up their Christmas lights last night. I'm thinking, really? For what? For, like, you know, 5 days? And then you're going to take it back down?
Christmas lights, I understand. I understand that should be a little longer because, yeah, you want to maximize your value.
Right.
But when will your Christmas tree come down?
Usually it comes down before New Year's, usually within a few days after Christmas. Right.
So you're doing it wrong.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Jan 6, buddy.
Why?
Have you ever heard of a little thing called the 12 days of Christmas?
That's why you'd wait 12 days to take your Christmas tree down?
That's the 12 days of Christmas, is from Christmas until January 6th, which is, auf Deutsch, is Dreikönigtag.
Great.
Which is Three Kings Day. You've heard of it. We Three Kings.
Yeah.
That's Three Kings Day.
Okay, but here's the thing. We don't live in a mansion, and so that Christmas tree is occupying prime play area for the children.
Right, but deck one, if you shifted it back a little bit and go till Jan 6, then it's going to be the same number of days.
I see what you're saying, but at Christmas time, the kids usually get toys.
What I'm saying to you is, next year, do you want me to give you an advent calendar?
Do you want? You've already given us an advent calendar in the past.
Yeah, but next year, the last couple of years, you've gotten the advent calendar, which is a German tradition. And if you're not willing to go the full German, then I'm probably going to cut that off.
Okay.
Just kidding. I would never punish your kids for your. Anyways.
Great.
Hey, by the way, how is the advent? Is you doing the advent calendar that I gave this year?
We are. Yep.
And,
we also have mittens that we do, which are like knitted mittens. So we have 24 mittens hanging on a line. So we do that as well. We've got like 4 advent calendars going. Each kid has their own advent calendar. Then we have the one that you just got us this year too, like the little chocolate one.
I phoned it in this year.
Yeah.
I had no choice. In past years, I have made you guys one.
Yeah, that one was awesome. The little bags.
Right. I made little bags, and then you put, like, I would try to put stuff in that's somewhat age appropriate for the kids. Like, I try to go a couple years ahead. So, like, pencils, or like when your kids are like, what was Sarah, 3 or 4 maybe?
Yeah, I think she was 3 when you did it.
Yeah, so try to give them pencils and stuff like that that they would use when they're 5. It makes them feel like, you know, big kids.
Plus, they can poke each other in the eyes with them, so there's that, exact too.
Demundo. not really an MP. That's more of a YP.
Okay.
Your problem.
Right.
But yeah, so but this year I didn't have time, and plus, you know, a bunch of kids and all that. So you got the, what did you get? The lint one, right?
Yes.
Now, has Jack had some?
No, because he's got a peanut allergy, and so okay. We could not be 100% confident in the absence of peanuts.
That's right. I did warn you of that, but I did buy gummy bears, didn't I?
Yes. He's taken care of. Not to
worry. To make it about me and how awesome I am at thinking ahead, but I really did not. I really like your kids, and I didn't want anyone to feel left out.
Yes. No. He's okay, and we did find a peanut free chocolate advent calendar for him. So
right.
Yeah.
So and then of course I will buy Sarah a boat.
Okay.
But not Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to teach him a lesson.
Just to learn him up a little bit about, hey, life's not fair, kid. Deal with it.
Hey, I don't know if we talked about it on the last year episode, but I don't think we do. But have you heard of this Elf on a Shelf?
I've heard of it because of you.
Okay.
But since then, I've heard of it from other people who talk about this thing. I guess it's because everybody figured that their kids were getting really screwed over with presents and 9 advent calendars, so they do an Elf on the Shelf now.
Now, the Elf on the Shelf, I think, is a way to keep your kids in line until Christmas. I wish we had a year-long Elf on the Shelf.
Ooh.
Because the theory is you have this little like stuffy elf that you...
Oh, no. We had a year-long one when I was a kid.
It was called Dad?
It was called Belt on My Dad.
Didn't want to step on your punchline, but yours was better than mine.
I'll cut yours out.
Okay. But no, I mean, I'm sure people have heard of it, and for those who haven't, it's an elf that you hide in your house, and every morning when the kids wake up, again, he shows up December 1st, so he's here from December 1st to the 25th, and the kids come downstairs, and they have to find him, and he's got magical powers. You can't touch him, but he's essentially watching over you, and if you... And if you touch him, then his ability to fly is lost. But also, he's reporting back each night to Santa. That's the important part. And if you're bad, you're going to receive nothing. So
now, I know yours is named Fisbee.
Yes, ours is Fisbee.
Is that yours or that's his name?
No, that's just ours. You get to name him. There's a book that comes with the elf, and it kind of goes through the process and tells you the story, and then you have to name him. Mm-hmm. And one of the examples was Fisbee. So guess which one my kids chose?
Fisbee.
Yeah, Fisbee. Yeah.
Wow, your kids creatively just phoned it right in.
Yeah, well, they were 2 and 4 at the time, so power of suggestion is strong.
Also, they weren't adopted.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When I see power of suggestion, here's a little tangent. Jack was talking about another thing yesterday that he wanted for Christmas. He wanted a Power Ranger. Uh-huh. And you know why I asked him, Jack, why do you want a Power Ranger? And he said, so I can smash my way to victory. And I said, well, that's an odd thing to say. Why'd you say that? Well, that's what they say on the commercial, Daddy. If you get a Power Ranger, they can smash their way to victory.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. So there you go. 3.5, smashing his way to victory.
Life lesson. A lot of people study television. Hard. Yeah, a lot of people study hard and try to do good in school. But also smashing is good. They say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But we'll probably just take it back. And what are they going to do?
The other thing is there's different colored Power Rangers. I'm not really up on the whole Power Ranger thing, and I guess there's different colored ones. And I said, well, which color do you want? Well, I think I want the red one or the blue one because they do the most smashing.
The most awesome.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Just as a quick disclaimer, if we haven't mentioned it thus far, if you're noticing the lack of photo tips.
Right.
Yeah, it's not going to happen this week.
Right.
I'm going to say completely devoid of photo talk. Probably not completely because this is a photo podcast. I'm going to shoehorn
something in.
You're going to try to wedge something in, that's for sure. But this is the photo free episode of Two Hosers Photo Show.
So stop listening right now if you want to hear about photo talk.
Right. But keep listening if you want to hear some witty repartee about Power Rangers and smashing.
Well, you can stop listening now because I think that part's over.
Yeah, you're good. You're dialed in. We'll put a link to that on the website where you can find out about more smashing and which Power Ranger is the smashiest. And also, if you're listening in the background, I don't know if you can hear that. That's Adam playing with his jingle bells.
Oh, ouch.
Zing.
That was on your end, so that's just, there's something, that doesn't, it all doesn't add up to me.
You know what? This is probably my headphones. I could probably, dear Fisbee, I'm going to need some new headphones for Christmas this year. I watched, you like Christmas movies, right?
Yes, I do.
And we talked last year about our favorite Christmas movies.
We did? Yes, we did.
We did. I think you said, I don't know what you like, Care Bears or something.
No, I liked Elf, the Will Ferrell Elf movie.
Oh, Elf. Yes, I liked the number 11. German, Elf means 11 in German.
Oh, okay, I didn't understand. I can't laugh at it if I don't understand.
No. Anyways, yeah, that's right, you liked Elf, and I do like that. That's a good show.
It's a great show.
Mine was Die Hard.
Yes.
Which, yeah, I do. I'm going to watch it again because it is an awesome movie.
Okay.
But getting past that, I watched another one. I watched a classic this year because I thought, oh, man, you know, like, I don't know how it goes with you. Like, whenever you're watching any movies, not just Christmas movies, but any movies with your wife.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you guys both like? Like, there's very little, I think.
And when it comes to Christmas movies or just movies in general?
Just movies in general.
No, we have different tastes.
Right. And
I like
so,
smashing and things that blow up. That's what I like.
Well, that's where Jack gets it.
Yeah.
Right. You like the Power Rangers and wrestling.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but that's what I find is first of all, you know, men and women, ha ha ha, men are from, I don't know how it goes. I don't really care. I'm just joking.
Right.
But the point is you know, there's very few movies, I think, that really cross over. And then when you add in the cultural differences between, like, my wife grew up in Germany, I grew up in Canada, and so there's a different sense of humor and a different sort of backstory. It's just, it's very difficult to find movies that we can both enjoy.
Right.
Now, add into the extra bit there, the Christmas movies, it's very difficult to do.
Christmas Vacation, you can't go wrong.
She didn't like it.
What?
You almost divorced her that day.
Wow.
Yeah, and to be fair, I think most movies that star Chevy Chase aren't that good. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's controversial, what with him getting fired from Community and all.
How about Fletch?
That's a weird one that, yeah, there's parts of it that I like.
Yeah.
But
when
you know,
he's the basketball player is hilarious.
There are some great lines in that movie, but overall, you know.
All right.
But the first Vacation, awesome.
Absolutely.
The second Vacation, less awesome.
Is that the European Vacation?
Correct.
Okay.
And then Christmas Vacation, for the most part, 90% awesome.
Love it. I love it.
There are some parts that don't ring true, but for the most part, I like the show. And she just didn't really get it, I don't think.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, not enough discipline in the movie, I suppose. But anyways, so I thought, you know what? I thought I'm going to go with a classic, or I'm gonna pull a classic out. We're going to watch the original Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, which I've only seen once, and it was years ago.
Right, same here. I probably saw it when I was approximately zero, and so don't remember much. But, hey, it's a classic. It's in black and white, and therefore it must be good, right?
Well, they show it every year.
Right, that's the thing. And I've been to the Macy's there. I've taken a picture of 34th Street, you know, and so that doesn't make me special, but it kind of does.
Okay.
And so, you know, I took that picture to be like 10 years ago, to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm meta. I'm part of it, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, so I dig the old one out, the old black and white version with the Scarlett O'Hara's in it. And then a guy who looks like the... I don't know. It's like they couldn't get Jimmy Stewart, so whoever his replacement was that year. And then Rebel Without a Cause. Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
So Get Out, and we're watching it, and I'm about 20 minutes in, and I realize it is terrible.
All I remember about that movie is it seems like there's a very, very long court scene.
Half the movie!
Yeah, I didn't realize how long it was, but I just remember it's that's a courtroom drama to me.
You know what's is that Christmas courtroom drama to you? That's not to me. I forgot that it was a courtroom drama. I like courtroom dramas. I don't know if you've seen A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Absolutely.
Not at Christmas time, or if you're the family of William T. Santiago, it's a bad movie. other than that, great movie.
Yes.
There's an old classic movie that's pretty funny. It's not supposed to be funny, but it's called Inherit the Wind. Do you know it?
No.
I encourage you to watch it. It's pretty odd to watch now. It's a courtroom drama about evolution and a very famous court case called the Scopes Monkey Trial. And it's kind of funny to watch because how it applies now, blah, blah, blah. That's a good movie. But okay. Miracle, do I want to see Santa on trial?
He's not guilty, right?
Of being Santa? I don't remember the movie. I got vocal about it about 30 minutes in. I started mocking the movie.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, my wife sort of liked it.
Okay.
And so we powered through it. It's only 90 minutes long, thankfully. That's the best part of it, is that it's not 2 hours.
Right.
And so anyways, but the thing is they colorized it.
Oh.
No. I watched the black and white one. I'm a purist.
Okay.
But they also remade it years later with other people. I'm assuming other people. It would be weird if Natalie Wood was... Well, she probably wasn't around when they made it. But anyways, they remade it.
I did not know that.
Well, people always say, oh, yeah, you got to watch the original one's way better. How bad is the remake?
I don't know. So, I haven't seen the remake.
Anyways, so I was very disappointed in that. So thanks a lot, Miracle on 34th Street.
No seal of approval.
I don't even know what the miracle was. What is the miracle? That Santa didn't get thrown in jail for not being Santa? Or insane or something?
Well, that he's actually Santa. That the miracle is there is Santa.
I'll be honest, I was hoping they were going to win the 1980 Olympic hockey. That's what I thought it was.
Like also a miracle.
Kurt Russell, not even in this one.
Oh.
Total waste. Do you remember when they were filming the movie Miracle?
I actually do remember that.
Did you ever meet Kurt Russell?
No.
He used to hang out, like his kid was playing for the local hockey team.
Yeah, he was playing for Richmond, right?
Yeah. And so I guess that's not like, I was talking like it's some secret news. Like, oh no one knows you played for the Sockeyes.
Yeah.
But he used to come to the games. And so I never went and met him. I met, what's her name was there? His wife.
Goldie Hawn.
She was there. And then there's a couple other actors in it. There's one, but I met one actor who was in it who I'm just a huge fan of, I guarantee you've never heard of him. You probably know him if you saw him, but you'd probably never heard of him. He's probably a big fan, but I went and talked to him, and he was really cool. So
great, that was awesome.
Yeah. The miracle was that I actually told that story. Yeah.
Oh, can I give a shout out to my favorite new Christmas show?
Is it A Christmas Story?
No, well, I saw that, which I did enjoy a little. Okay. It's a little bit strange, but I did enjoy it, and I can understand, you know, why people watch it every year and watch it multiple times. Although I can say I'll be good for once a year. I'll be good for once a year. That's plenty for me. But the kid in that movie, you know who he reminds me of?
The Power Ranger who smashes. No, I'm stepping on that. Who does he remind you of?
No, the kid from Jerry Maguire. From Jerry Maguire movie. The
Renee
kid.
Renee Zellweger?
No, the little kid. I don't know the actor's name. I only think he was ever in that one movie.
No, but, he did other stuff, but...
They completely copied the kid from A Christmas Story.
You know what? You make an interesting point.
Yeah, you put those two kids in a split screen, and you're going to say, wow. And right. I think for anybody who didn't see Christmas Story, they're going to go watch Christmas Story, and they're gonna be all confused.
You're going to wonder if the human head actually weighs 12 pounds.
That's right.
And that's why you shoot your eye out. I'm beginning to understand the connection now.
Yes. But anyways, right. I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it.
You know what you know what's strange to me is that A Christmas Story, the time between A Christmas Story and Jerry Maguire is less than the time from Jerry Maguire till now.
No.
True story. One of my weird skills that everybody really doesn't give a care about is I tend to know when movies came out.
And is that... Because you really, when you're looking at a movie title, you somehow, you know, pay specific attention to the year it was made?
I think I do, but also, like, for me, movies are sort of like rings in a tree. Like, if you look at the ring of a tree and it's very thick, then you know, like, I guess that the winter was very cold that year, so it's very indicative of the time period.
Yes.
And so for me, when a movie is made is often very indicative of the sort of the zeitgeist, I think is the proper word, of what's going on with society then. And I know it's a long story, but for me, my favorite movies are from the 70s because of what was happening in society, blah, blah, blah. But I happen to know that A Christmas Story was 1983.
Yes.
And Jerry Maguire was 1996.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why my wife fell in love with me, because I know stuff like that.
There's a, you probably know him, there's a guy that does the sports casting, and he's a radio personality in Vancouver named Don Taylor. Mm-hmm. He has a similar skill with hockey numbers, so when he's doing the morning highlights and going through, he continuously does callbacks to wearing so-and-so's number from, you know, 20 years ago. And they're not big name players that he's making callbacks on. He's making callbacks on little known players that you really have to rack your brain to know. And so that you guys should meet up at a party and maybe discuss this.
That sounds like a great party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick a movie. I'll tell you the year.
Elf.
I have no clue.
Star Wars.
Oh, 77.
Empire Strikes Back.
I think that was 80. That was 80. And Jedi was 82. 83.
Porky's.
Porky's was, I'm going to say, 79.
All right, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
I'm not believing you on that one.
On Porky's?
Yeah.
Pretty sure Porky's was 79.
All right.
Are you looking it up right now?
No, I'm not looking it up.
Oh, well, that's not good then.
Someone else will look it up.
Well, the funny thing is the same guy directed Porky. Did we talk about this on the last show?
Yeah.
Or two shows ago?
I think we did, but the Porky's guy in A Christmas Story, same director, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So, weird.
I was looking for more sort of Porky's-ishness to A Christmas Story, and it really wasn't there. It was a very innocent movie.
Right. Yeah, I think, except for the... Oh, Porky's is 1982. I was off by 3 years.
Oh, you're way off.
I'm sorry. No, but it was set to be released in 79, and there were some delays because of the studio. All right, whatever. So you saw... What's the new one that you saw?
The new one is... it's a cartoon anyways, put out by the CBC, which you know well because you have that shirt that you wear so proudly. And you also have a bag, right? A CBC bag?
I have a lot of CBC stuff.
Okay, let's not make this about you.
Yeah, let's talk about why... No, you're right. Let's not make it about me.
This new show is... it's actually based on a children's story. It's called The Magic Hockey Skates. And they may have played it last year, although I never saw it, and I don't think that they did. But... the beauty of it is it's 30 minutes. On your PVR, it's about 20 minutes. But they've used a lot of voices because it's an animated show. They've used a lot of Canadian voices that people will recognize. So Bob Cole, who you know, who does Hockey Night in Canada play-by-play forever.
I love Bob Cole.
He voices the play-by-play hockey sequences in the cartoon, and it's just awesome. It's just he's got that voice.
You know what would be awesome is if Bob Cole could narrate just your daily life. if you had to pick one guy, like, okay, Morgan Freeman, out of your price range.
Right, yeah.
Right? But if you could pick a Canadian, Bob Cole.
Yeah, Bob Cole's awesome.
He's the guy who, for those of you who don't know, he was Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah.
And back in the old days, Hockey Night in Canada was one game, 5 o'clock start on the West Coast.
Yep.
And so it was like, you know, it was like a big deal, right? Like if the Canucks were on Hockey Night in Canada, holy cow, they're going to lose in front of the entire nation.
Right.
But Bob Cole always did the play-by-play. And who was doing the color, Harry Neal?
Yes.
Yeah. So Bob Cole would do it. But then at some point, I forget even when it was, 15 plus years ago now, they went to... two games on Saturday night.
Yep.
So Hockey Night in Canada got pushed back to 4:30. I'm like, this is so boring for everybody but you and me and fellow Canadians. But
people need to know this.
They did two games. So they do the 4:30 game and the 7:30 game for us. I guess 7:30 and 10:30 on the East Coast in Toronto. But
yeah, that was unnecessary information. You didn't need to do the time change.
No, Toronto's not on the coast, Adam. It's on the coast of the lake.
Right.
wow, really thought, that's why I paused, because I was like, there's no way you even had to see, you come from there, never seen a map. All right. So anyway, so what would happen is you wanted to watch, didn't matter who was playing, you kind of wanted to watch the Bob Cole game, because he was the number one guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the voice, like, you know his voice, and it was just, he was the man. And then I guess he retired, and now I think the main guy is a Vancouver guy, right? He's from Vancouver, isn't he? Jim Houston
is from Vancouver. He kind of was the local guy, and now he's made his way to the national guy.
Yeah, and so I got to tell you, he is like he will be one day looking back, he will be as good as Bob Cole.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think he already is, but he just you need the voice to be there for 20 odd years before everybody recognizes it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I think everybody recognizes Jim Houston does a great job. But anyway, so Bob Cole. I think you said Rick Moranis was
No, but Don Cherry. Don Cherry does a little bit in there too, has a little cameo. He's the voice of a coach.
They didn't get Rick Moranis?
No, Dave Rick Thomas? Moranis. No.
But they did Strange Brew, the movie and television show that we named our show after.
That's true.
And there was the hockey playing in it, in Elsinore Castle.
Yep.
They couldn't get that.
It's a very strange hockey scene. But anyways, getting back to my story before you twist this into a...
Well, Rick Moranis isn't in it, so I don't really care.
Yeah, so... Anyway, so Magic Hockey Skates. For anybody who really wants an innocent children's Christmas cartoon about hockey, it is fantastic, and it ties in with all the Christmassy stuff. It's all Christmas backdropped, but fantastic, fantastic show. If you don't live in Canada, I'm sure you can YouTube it or BitTorrent it or however you get your video. It's out there.
Uh-huh.
So you should check it out if you haven't seen it.
I will check it out. I'm going to try to buy it from cbc.ca.
Okay. Can you do that? Can you just...
I don't know. I'll find out. If I can buy it, I'm going to buy it.
Just buy it then.
My policy with those sorts of things is if it's available to buy, I buy it.
Well, you should, because it's worth the purchase.
I just recently watched one that I'm going to go ahead and recommend.
Okay.
Fitzgerald Family Christmas. Do you know it?
No.
It's a brand new Edward Burns. You know Edward Burns?
Yes.
The Brothers McMullen, etc.
Yep.
And it's kind of an offbeat Christmas movie. And we just watched it on iTunes. And it's a little expensive. It's actually like $8 to rent.
And this is a full-featured
thing. It's a first-run thing. It debuted on iTunes prior to the theaters. It's a whole new... He's doing really well with the whole new digital media thing. He's one of the pioneers of what's going on.
Okay.
So we checked it out, I'm going to be honest with you. It was a couple parts that were a little uneven. I took issue with a little bit of the lighting.
Okay.
But that is really... That is me nitpicking. That I fully admit to being a nitpick there. Other than that, I really liked the movie. It's very difficult to get people invested in any characters over the course of a 90-minute movie, let alone like 9 characters. And he did a very good job.
Yeah. Okay.
It was I was very impressed. So I recommend check that out. I also like what he's doing with the distribution, but that's a whole nother boring.
We don't want to get you started.
Don't get me started on that. You know what else I watched last week was the Christmas episode from The Office.
Yeah.
The BBC one. I know I'm being that snobby guy who says that the BBC version is much better, but it is.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I like the American Office. It's funny and the characters are fine and everything like that, and I watch it. But the original one really is like 1,000 times better.
I think it helps too, and again, this is just my opinion, that they didn't make a zillion episodes of the British version, so
right.
You know, they've got all their best content in, I think, and I think with the American version, which I love, and I love the first few seasons, it's kind of like then they started looked like searching for new ideas, and
right.
yeah, the best was the first few seasons.
Now I can suspend disbelief, and for me, it's on an issue that somehow this documentary film crew has been following around this paper place for 9 years. It seems a little bit odd.
Yeah,
like I feel like maybe you got the footage you needed in the first 6 weeks.
Right.
However, that's why I do, for the exact reason you just said. They jammed so much content into 12, 30-minute episodes of the BBC version of The Office, and then did the 90-minute Christmas special.
Right.
And I watched it again. I love that show. I love the Christmas special. There's so much emotion. There's so much investment in character that you see in the first 12 episodes that really pays off in that episode.
Well, there's something about Ricky Gervais and playing that lead character that is just so socially uncomfortable in every way. And you know, the Steve Carell character does a pretty good job. He's quirky and offbeat, but the original BBC Ricky Gervais, what's the name of the character?
I'm blanking right now.
Oh, great.
David just Brent.
David Brent. Oh my God. Sometimes you're scared to laugh. Like, it's just so awkward and uncomfortable that it really just, it comes through.
And for Ricky Gervais to go out of his way to put himself in that position, to be unlikable. Like, he is likable oddly. Like, because you're hoping that he's going to be likable.
Yeah.
But he never is. He's just so uncomfortable. But for Ricky Gervais to go ahead and play that, because he's created the show.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have played the hero. He could have written himself the hero part, but he didn't. He went the other way with it. Not that Steve Carell didn't make it uncomfortable.
Yes.
But he's inherently more likable.
Absolutely. Absolutely, he's more likable.
And I guarantee if you get to the end of the Christmas special, I found that I really, really liked the David Brent character at the very end.
There you go.
So there you go. So if you have never checked out the BBC version of The Office and the Christmas special, I recommend checking that out at this time of year.
Okay. And the Christmas special, I mean, it's basically like looking back after whatever, 2 or 3 years, right? Like, what are the characters doing now after the original 2 seasons, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So I'd check it out on Netflix or wherever it is that you get it.
Okay.
I bought the DVDs. It was one of those things where I saw the first episode on television. Like, CBC showed it 1 year, like 10 years ago, or whenever it aired, and I immediately went out and bought the DVDs. That was no question. I was like, I'm hooked.
There you go.
So check that one out. And it's funny because Martin Freeman, the guy from The Hobbit,
yeah,
I think he is The Hobbit. I'm assuming he's the title character.
Okay.
He is in that, and my other favorite Christmas show, Love Actually.
Oh, also, I mean, I'm sad to say this, but also a family favorite, one that Lisa and I both actually enjoy.
And you could almost watch with your kids, except for Martin Freeman's part.
Yeah. I don't think my kids would sit through that entire movie, but it's just a good show. It's a good show.
I think you could probably edit in some Power Rangers smashing stuff.
And then Jack would watch.
Yeah, you'd be in. He'd be fine with that one.
Yeah.
So, did you, nothing to do with that. This is what
can I just tell you what another thing that Jack said yesterday? I think it fits at this part.
Yes.
It goes along with the smashing, but he was telling me about the Hulk, and he was picking up, you know, the water bottles, you know, the full size ones that go on your water cooler.
Sure.
And so he had an empty one, and he was pressing it over his head, and he said, "Hey, Dad, look, just like the Hulk." And then later, so he's 3.5, so this is just a good question. He said, "How come the Hulk could lift our house with everybody in it, but he can't pick up Thor's hammer?"
Wow.
Ponder that.
Well, I've not seen that. Is that in the movie?
In the new Avengers movie. It's because Thor's hammer can only be picked up by Thor. He's the only one worthy of the hammer, and the Hulk cannot pick it up.
But your son, how old is your son? 15, right?
3.5.
Oh, 3.5. So at 3.5, your son just had the argument of the immovable object versus the undeniable force.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah. No, so he's a genius. Now, that's also to say, I have not let him watch the Avengers movie. It is a little bit violent for a 3.5-year-old, so there's a disclaimer. I did show him a trailer of it, and yes, so he saw that that little clip, and it really hit home with him as to why the Hulk could not lift that hammer, because certainly a house weighs more than a hammer.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, as far as you know, you know I don't know. I don't want to get into a logistics with your 3.5-year-old.
Right.
Because I don't know, is the Hulk, that's a fictional character, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just did the hunch of invisibility right there.
Okay.
You know, that was the talking quiet. The other day, this happened to me. So I'm going to sneak some photo-related stuff, and that has nothing to do with Christmas, except for I was at the Christmas market, so here you go.
Okay.
I'm lining up to take a picture, And it's really crowded, so I didn't care if the crowd was in the picture. That was part of it, right? And as I'm taking it, somebody recognizes that I'm taking a picture, which is rare here. No one ever pays attention.
Right.
And they're walking in front of me. So in order to disappear from the picture, they hunch their shoulders up around their ears. Yeah, there you go. Didn't even see ya. I don't know why.
More like, that's more like the apology. Well, sorry about that.
I don't know why the army bothers with camouflage. They just have the soldiers just stand there with their shoulders hunched. Never even saw that. Just snuck, like a ninja, snuck up on me.
Right.
So I call it the hunch of, it happens all the time. So don't do the hunch of invisibility.
I'm gonna wedge a little bit of photography stuff in here.
I opened the door. To be fair, I opened the door.
Just with along the lines of talking about hockey and talking about, you know, things, all things Christmas. Last year we talked about, you know, did you have a favorite Christmas gift that you gave or received? Well, I have an answer this year.
Okay,
are you ready?
Did I ask the question?
Not this year. You asked it last year.
Okay, hang on. Hey, Adam, what was the favorite gift you've ever given or received?
I got the opportunity.
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I got the opportunity this year to go down to Rogers Arena. That's where the Vancouver Canucks play hockey.
I'm impressed that you're calling it that.
Yeah,
it stuck. No, but like I didn't think it would stick.
Yeah, no, it's stuck now. So
okay.
Used to anyway. Be GM Place, like any arena. It changed names 18 times, but right now it's called Rogers Arena, so I'm going to call it that.
Yeah, good for you.
But yeah, basically for those who could care less, it's where the Vancouver Canucks play hockey. And yeah, so it was a season ticket holders event. We're not season ticket holders, but we have friends that are. And it was a day that you could go public skating, season ticket holders could go skating on the Canucks ice. For an hour, we got the tickets to do this, and we went down to the arena. The four of us, my wife and my children and myself, and we got to skate. We got to skate where the Canucks go, and then we not only did we get to skate, but we got to go down to the dressing room and check that out. And anyway, so I took some photos, but it was just one of those Christmas things that I mean I know down the road I think my kids will appreciate more just because. It's one of those things you might never get to do again.
Right.
But myself, as a huge hockey fan and have been all my life, it was so great. I just had that ear to ear smile on my face as you're skating around the ice and looking up at 20,000 seats. It's a completely different perspective. And I really, really enjoyed it. From a photography standpoint, they didn't have many lights on because why power, you know, 6 zillion lights when you're only having 150 people in the building?
Right.
But it did make for some challenges from photography, which boiled down to a lot of black and white photos is what I ended up with.
Okay. The
white balance was impossible. So I got a few in color, but the color just is very magenta. And the color was awful. So I ended up with black and white. But, you know, nonetheless, just an absolutely amazing experience. And I think my favorite was you got to kind of walk through the Canucks bench and then towards the dressing room. And they have along the walls to the dressing room, they just have every jersey that the team has ever worn, all encased in glass as you walk down. And I got a shot of my son. And again, it's not the greatest photo of all time, but it'll be a memorable one. Just him in the hallway himself walking down towards the Canucks dressing room, just kind of looking back over his shoulder. And nice. I thought, you know, if I was a kid, I wish I had that photo of myself. It would be blown up like 40 by 40.
Would it be the Canucks, though?
Well, what's that? If it was the Canucks, it'll probably be the Leafs.
Would it be the Canucks?
It would be the Leafs back then. I grew up in Toronto, and that's gonna stir some stuff. But it would be on the ceiling in my bedroom. You know, I would be looking up at that when I went to sleep at night. Uh-huh. So maybe I'll do that.
I have a photograph of me playing hockey at then GM Place.
Okay.
As an adult, actually, I played an exhibition game there one time.
Yeah.
In front of how many does that hold? 20.
I think it's for hockey. I think it's roughly 20,000.
Yeah, we had approximately. I'm going to say out of the 20. Yeah, we had about 19 people.
Great.
Yeah, so it looked empty.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. I mean, not to steal your thunder, but I played, I got to play hockey when I was about 9 years old, 8 or 9, I'm not exactly sure, at Maple Leaf Gardens when I was a kid. And in front of maybe 200 people. And it was only 200 because it was in, before the Toronto Marlies played, which is kind of like their farm team.
Right.
And so people were starting to file in towards the end of our game for the Marlies game. And just to shorten up the story, I scored the winning goal in a 2-1 game. And they put the graphics up, you know, on the big screen at center ice. They put like the graphics up of great goal with the little fireworks going off. So kind of a memorable moment in my life.
All of our listeners in California just went, wow.
Well, I think, you know, change that to football and playing, you know, at Notre Dame or whatever you want, or baseball at pick a memorable bar, Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park. You know, I think everybody can relate to, you know, playing, or if they're a sports fan, playing at their where their idols play.
I've never played at Yankee Stadium.
Well, there you go.
I played at Nat Bailey Stadium. Same thing.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Tied for first. I'm going to switch gears on you. That's what we call a segue in the industry.
Okay. Right.
Did you go to the mall this year to get your picture taken with Santa?
My kids did. Yeah, my kids did. We that's a tradition for sure. That's every year we go and get a Santa picture. So we were early. I think we were like first week in December, because kind of our move to avoid the huge lineup. So we get it done early.
How does that go? Like, because we don't have that here. There's no malls, for one, which is odd, because where do you go when it's raining?
Right.
But then they don't have the Santa. I mean, first of all, they don't have Santa here. They have Santa for all the kids listening. I'm not ruining but they call him Weihnachtsmann, which is Christmas man. Or Christkind. If you're Catholic here, Christkind, that means baby Jesus comes to your house and gives you presents.
Great. Great.
I'm not joking. That's the tradition here.
Okay.
And Nikolaus, as we know, Santa Claus comes on December the 6th. So anyways, they don't have the Santa in the mall, which is, you know, it is kind of a I enjoy the tradition. I enjoy the sort of, I'll say, kitschic, gaudy sort of Tupperware from the 1970s tradition of it.
Yes. You know? Myself as well.
But how does it go now? Like, when can you take your own pictures?
No, they don't really like you to do that at all. So, I don't even bother bringing my camera. They don't like you to, definitely don't allow you to take pictures from the vantage point where their photographer is taking pictures. So I think you can kind of stand, on the outside and get a horrible angle at it.
Right.
But, at our mall anyways, you're they're taking the photo. So,
What does that set you back?
I want to say, like, this year we just got the CD, so they took whatever 10 or 12 pictures, and then you just get the CD and you print it yourself. Or the other option for the same price is they can just print one up for you right there. But for me, I'd rather have the images, and I'd rather be able to sort of, you know, set the crop or whatever the way I want, and then not have they put a big Believe thing around it, which is kind of their motto at the mall where we get ours done. So this year I just got the CD. I want to say $20, something like that.
They put advertising and they sell it?
Yep.
That's offside. I'm gonna say offside.
Yeah. So this year just got the images, which were JPEGs, of course. So you had a hard time because the white balance wasn't great, and that kind of hurts too. But I basically just got the JPEGs and then got the ones that I wanted printed.
Right. I think I would pay. I would actually, if they had an option there of, we can just do the old Polaroid version, do you want to do that? I would go with that.
Yeah, why not, right?
There's something awesome. I mean, they'd probably, you know, be expensive to track down the Polaroid stuff, but I quite enjoy that old school stuff. So if you're listening, Mall, do that next year. Offer the Polaroid and you have at least one customer.
There you go.
Two. Probably two. I bet you Adam would do it as well.
I would do it also. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's something awesome about that sort of, hey, everything's green look.
Now, do you guys have, I mean, now that Emily is one, And so she's now on to her second Christmas. So she's a Christmas veteran. Have you guys established any family photo traditions for Christmas?
Not photo. I mean, the photo part will come when we decorate our tree.
Right, because you haven't done that
yet. We haven't done that yet, yeah. We're last-minute kind of people. No, there's something that because there's one thing they don't really do here, or at least my wife's family doesn't, there's no such thing as the angel or the star on top of the Christmas tree.
Okay.
And so that's something that I sort of brought when I first came here for Christmas, my first Christmas here. That was sort of something I introduced, and they didn't have it, so we made one. And it was terrible. I mean, it was actually a toilet paper, or like a toilet paper roll with some bad star tape to it.
You're talking about ours.
Is that yours too?
Yeah, that's exactly what ours. I thought you were kidding.
No. I'm not joking. But I made one, and it was awful. But this year we still have it, and I said no, we're going to throw that out. And now that our daughter's one and a half, what we're going to do is every year make a new one.
Okay.
Now, I thought this was my own tradition that I invented, but now I'm being very derivative.
Yeah, you copied us. But
do you guys make a new one?
No, we don't make a new one. We have the original one, which the kids helped us make,
right,
of a toilet paper roll with a star on top. And then each year, we take a picture of the kids and just cut it out of the photo. So we just get a photo printed that's got the kids, and we try to make it with Santa hats. And then we just cut it out of the photo and just glue it onto the star. So eventually, the star is going to fill up with all sorts of little cutout pictures of the kids year after year.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so anyone who wants to steal that, go ahead. Just give me credit when you post pictures.
Yeah, you got to write two hosers on the bottom of the star.
Yeah.
Just ruin it. No, that's good. That's interesting, because I was saying, like, hey, we're going to make a new one every year, which I think we might do, but adding the photos somehow might be something that we add in there.
Well, the whole idea was it becomes an heirloom. If you have a new one each year, I mean, that's all fine and good, but what do you do with all those stars? They go in a scrapbook, or what do you do with those?
Oh, we throw them out. Like, I'm sort of the opinion. No, really, I'm of the opinion that if you keep everything, then certain things lose their specialness.
Well, that's why you only need one star.
Right. But see, growing up, our star, my dad, we had like one that lit up. And it wasn't even a star. For some reason, it was just a purple triangle.
Okay.
And I don't know. Maybe my dad was in the Masons or something. I don't know. But it was kind of odd. And eventually, we got an angel that didn't light up or something. I don't know. But then I didn't care. But then I was too cool for school. But now I thought about it. So we actually made one today, a star. So that's it. Maybe I'm gonna add the tradition in that you've done.
Yeah, take
there.
A photo and just let's glue it on there.
Duh, that's great.
Okay.
Listen, before we wrap this extravaganza up.
Yes.
I wanted to mention something about the podcast.
What?
As it's expanding, like again, I don't track actual numbers, but I just do generalities every once in a while out of curiosity.
Right.
For some reason, and this is, you know, hey, thanks. I want to say thanks to our listeners, because there are a lot of them right now.
We're huge.
In terms of, let me put it in perspective, in terms of like the biggest photo podcast, we're less than that. No. Yeah, don't laugh.
Okay.
I don't know what our expectations were. Like, if you asked us like a year or 2 years ago, whenever we started, almost 2 years ago. What are your expectations for numbers? I would have, you know, 9.
11.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it adds up to 20, ours. I honestly had no clue. I had no clue what a good numbers would be. Like, and so I've kind of compared it with, you know, people that I know that do podcasts, that do successful podcasts.
Right.
We're not quite there yet.
Okay.
But we're pretty high.
Cool.
And so that is really what that is. What that means is not only do we have great listeners, but they seem to be sharing with their friends. And for that, I can't thank you enough.
Okay. Well, thank you to people that, listening.
Yes. That's what we love, the fact that there is a community that people are sharing with each other, not just with us. We like when people share with us. I think I mentioned this last week, so listen back if you have to. I don't want to repeat myself.
Okay.
But I got, like, one of the things you can do online, which, again, I don't bother normally, but accidentally I come across stuff, is how people get to our site. And so if people Google us or Google Two Hosers or whatever, Two Hosers Photo Show, I can see which Google was used to go to our site.
Okay.
So the other day or a couple months ago or whatever it was, I happened to notice one of the ones was from Ireland.
Which, Ireland. Great.
Yeah. You've heard of it.
Yeah. Don't they have little leprechauns and things there?
Yeah, sure. Let's make it racist.
It wasn't racist.
Yeah. You know, this is when, remember Sean Connery in Darby McGill and the Little People?
No.
Oh, you got to see that. You got to be kidding me. Cannot believe he was in that and The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock is awesome.
Yeah, but you should see James Bond singing with leprechauns. It is awesome.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Darby McGill and the Little People.
Okay.
Anyways, I don't know anybody in Ireland. I mean, if you check our family name, there's tons of them there, and they are family, far removed, never met them, don't know, never been there.
Okay.
But I just thought that was kind of cool, that whole, you know, people in Ireland are finding our show.
That is cool.
That is cool. The other day, or last month, another I country. Do you know it?
Istanbul.
Okay, not a country, but... Iraq.
Oh, I was going to say England.
We got... Well, you could have gone with Israel, which I think
I'm trying to help Sarah sound words out.
So I see.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just... That was an inside joke.
Gotcha.
I know how to spell England, by the way.
U-K.
That's right.
Anyway, we got a hit from Iraq.
Wow.
I know. I don't know anybody in Iraq either.
No, I don't.
You know, and so for me, there's really, you know, Ireland is at least on my radar. Iraq is not some place that I'm going to fly to, probably.
Right.
Right now.
Okay.
You know, if I were to walk up and just say, hey, I'd like one ticket to Baghdad, it's not going to happen.
Let's put that on our podcasting world tour. Let's put Iraq down.
Okay, but not Baghdad.
Okay.
We'll start in the out northern part or something.
Okay.
Anyways, and then the other day, Kuwait. I got a hit from Kuwait.
Well, those kind of go together, don't they?
Well, unfortunately, there is a bit of a tie from 20 years ago, but that's not what I was getting at. Okay. This wasn't some silky segue. This actually happened.
Right.
And I thought, wow, who do I know in Kuwait? And I was like, oh, yeah, John Thompson from Kuwait. Anyways, but my whole thing was the fact that all these things come in globally, you know, and we're not limited to just
I get it. You think we're big time. That's you can just shorten this up and just say we're big time.
I was sort of referring to the way technology works now is big time.
All right.
Because normally my audience consists of my wife and whoever's sitting next to me on the airplane. Just kidding. I never talk on the airplane. Never, ever talk to the person next to you on the airplane.
This is a life lesson?
Life lesson, man. That's, you know, I'll say that for New Year's resolution show, I think.
Okay.
Never talk. That's spoiler alert. But anyways, before we go, something that you can do for Christmas, Adam.
What?
Not just you, everybody. I mean, we've had quite a few people mail in and say, hey, have you set up, you know, a donation thing or a PayPal or something for the show? We would like to give back to the show.
Okay.
And we've said, hey, thank you very much for saying that, for the sentiment, but we want to keep the show free and appreciate that and blah, blah, blah. There is a method to all this. If you do want to help the show, there is a way you can do that.
How can I do that?
Well, let me rephrase that. You're not helping the show at all. If there's a way you want to help humanity, you can do that. There's a little girl who I followed on Twitter a month ago or something like that. I forget why. Somebody's tweeted it, said, hey, you should follow this girl. Her name is Vanessa Riddle.
Okay.
And she's from the UK. Pretty sure it's Scotland. I'm actually 99% sure. I just don't want to mess it up.
Okay.
And she is suffering a recurrence of something called neuroblastoma.
Okay, which is, that sounds like cancer.
It's a very rare form of cancer, in especially in children, and it is horrible.
Okay.
Now, not to bring this down, like this is obviously a down subject, what she's been doing, she wanted to get to 100,000 followers by Christmas. Well, she eclipsed that. I think she's up over 200, probably beyond 300 now. And this
is Facebook, or when you say followers, is Facebook, or is this Twitter? Or?
Twitter.
Okay.
I meant to say Twitter followers.
Okay.
And so she tweets, and she basically is undergoing treatment for this very rare form of cancer. And as it turns out, I've been following her for a while and then found out, just by complete coincidence, that she actually flies over once a month to Tübingen for her treatment. And this is what this girl is doing. I think I'm going to say she's about 13. I don't really know. Maybe 14. She not only is she doing, you know, the whole Facebook and Twitter and all that as a fundraising venture, she's also doing it to shine a light on the other kids, all her new friends that are undergoing treatment as well.
For the same condition.
For the same thing. And so it's obviously very taxing on the families.
I
highly recommend that you follow this girl.
Can you say her name again?
Vanessa Riddle. And we're going to I'm going to tweet it out. I'm going to put a link on our page about where to check her out. I urge you to follow her. If you can send money, please send, instead of sending money to us, please send it to her.
That's all a very nice sentiment.
Or to one of the foundation that she's involved with, because, you know, I don't know, she may have funded her treatment, but there's other kids there who have not, and it's very expensive, as you can imagine. And so in the new year, I'm going to try to get over there and see, you know, if there's anything I can do on a personal level to help out, or I would just like to see what's going on there, because it touched me. As soon as I heard the story, because I read her story on Facebook, and rather than me tell you any more about it, go check out her link on Facebook, and she'll tell her whole story on there, and you can find out what's going on. But it touched me.
I was going to say, you're a videographer, right? Maybe you can make a little video or something.
If they would let me do a day in the life, that offer is open. I would love to do it, just to shine a light on what is going on. It touched me really deeply, because I have a 1.5-year-old daughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just can't imagine what these families are going through. And so anyways, again, she does a very good job of being bright and chipper and keeping everybody informed about what's going on. So please follow her. Tell your friends to follow her. If you can help, please help her. And from your mouth to their ears, Adam, if I can go and you know, make a short documentary about a day in the life of one of these families, I'm in.
Okay.
So hopefully we can make that happen. So that's it.
Adam, another year in the books.
Well, next week we'll get back to our regular schedule. We'll get back to the photo challenge, which was winter window light.
Right. Last week. I forgot all about it. I was going to ask you that.
I did mine, maybe. I shot what I think is decent. If I can do better, I'm going to do better.
Okay.
But I think I have one, and there's that. So until then, where can people find your skating pics from the Rogers Arena?
Well, they can find them on schwartzchronicles.com, and I will probably post them on Facebook as well, our Facebook account. So for anybody who hasn't joined our Facebook account or liked, is that how it works? Liked our Facebook account?
I'm not 100% sure how it works, but I think like is the subscribe.
Yeah. So if you go to twohosers.com, or not twohosers.com, if you go search Two Hosers on Facebook, we'll pop up, and then you should like us, and then you'll see the photos.
There's a link on twohosers.com under contact.
Well, there you go.
You can get to our Facebook page, and feel free to post some of your pics and let us know what you like and what you dislike about the show. Probably Adam is what you dislike, I would guess.
There has to be a villain.
Don't bother posting any more things about how awesome I am. I usually just delete them so Adam doesn't feel bad.
Right.
So that's why you don't see them on there. So check us out there. You can check my stuff out.
What about your stuff?
I was trying to speed it up because dinner's ready.
Right.
AlanAttridge.com, but both of us at twohosers.com, where you can find the Facebook, the Twitter, and all you need to know. So I'm going to start, Adam, from my family, everyone in my family, to all our listeners and their families. I'm going to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And just Happy Holidays is going to cover it all. Season's greetings.
Great.
All the best at this
time. My family echoes all of those same sentiments, but just a little bit more.
1% more. That's how you do it. I'm you plus one. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.